Good morning. Thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Good morning. My name is Kevin. Last name is Muth.
Hi, Kevin. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Doing all right. What can I do for you today?
I was just online. I've been having some issues with my spectrum being slow and cutting out all the time. And then I had some neighbors say that fiber is in the neighborhood and you guys are good. So
awesome.
I was just calling. I was on the website and I was setting up. It sounds like it's a couple weeks away before things would be happening in my neck of the woods. And I was putting in all my information and then I got hung up creating an account, because there's a spot where I would have to put in my social security number, which isn't going to happen.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
And then, I mean, whatever. Credit's fine. We own this house. Everything. Like, just, I don't know what I need to do. So it's like, okay, you have to pay a deposit.
So,
but
with,
it doesn't say how much the deposit is. And then you have to put in a credit card number, which is super shady.
Yeah, I apologize. It should be more upfront.
So
I have
way,
already
like,
made it aware.
Yeah.
So actually, it is perfectly fine and safe to go ahead and do the credit check. We don't see anything with regards to your credit. When it comes
but
to the credit check,
entering my social security number on any site is just a no-no. Like,
yeah.
Not doing that. So,
I mean, if you'd prefer, I can go ahead and do it with you on the phone. Or if you want to go ahead and do the deposit, it is a $50 deposit. What happens is it gets held onto your account for 12 months, and then it gets returned to you either as a statement credit or a one-time payment back.
So it's $50, and it's just a hold for a
year. Yes, correct.
Okay, if that was spelled out, I'd probably just say fine.
Yeah,
but
I am
so
sorry
that,
about
but
that.
But it's weird that it doesn't say anything.
I know, I've already made them aware. I think they're working on fixing that.
Right on. How new is this in Kingston? Are you guys based, are, like, who am I talking to now? Is
so we are headquartered here in Kingston.
Cool, yay. Well, yeah, well, I'm on Washington Avenue, so...
Yeah, we took over part of the old IBM building over there on Enterprise.
Oh, rad. Okay, nice.
Yeah, so that's where our headquarters is. A lot of people are like, oh, well, you have an office in Florida. Yes, we have a small office in Florida, but we are headquartered here in Kingston. The main primary focus is the Hudson Valley.
Good times.
And we're even heading up to the Catskills.
Aw. Well, yay. There was a summer a few years ago where that whole complex got taken over by artists during COVID. It was pretty fun.
Yes.
Yay. Well, great. I'm just going to continue on with the thing. I'll pop in my credit card number. And
okay.
Perfect.
Yeah, and I'm so sorry that it wasn't spelled out for you. And I did make them aware. Absolutely.
Awesome.
I mean, we're here anytime. Definitely, if you have any other questions, feel free to let us know. If you want, I can go over a little bit of the expectations of what you can expect before the installation.
Yeah. Sure,
okay, great. So the pricing, if you sign up for the auto pay with paperless billing through your checking account, it'll give you a $10 discount. So instead of the 1 gig for $79.99, it'll give you the 1 gig for $69.99. That price will be valid for 2 years. Actually, that $10 discount is valid on both the 1 gig and the 2 gig.
Awesome.
Now, we don't do any contracts. We also like to be very upfront, and I apologize. I know the website was not as upfront as it was supposed to be, but...
No, it's okay. But also, if just I can give website advice, it's hard to tell if the discount is reflected with the price that they show or
if it's
in addition to the price that they show. So... that's even a sweeter deal that I would have jumped at had I really understood it.
I mean, most of our flyers in our direct mail will show the 1 gig for $69.99, and then it'll have that little asterisk that says sign up when you sign up for auto pay through your checking account and paperless billing.
Okay, cool.
So on the website, it will show like when you're selecting everything the $79.99 because it doesn't know whether you're going to sign up for the auto pay.
Understand.
Until it asks you. So, absolutely, I can understand the confusion there as well.
Hey, no worries.
Now, the other thing that's also great about our price is the fact that all the taxes and fees are included.
Ah, very nice. Okay.
So
Also,
that is
shopping.
also a
It's this time of
positive.
year for shopping around, so I'm shopping around for cell phone service at the same time. And there's always that, yeah, it's $35 a month. And with taxes and fees, it's $150.
Yes, exactly. Oh my goodness. But absolutely no. So we want to include that. That way, if you sign
You're
up
like,
for
what
the
are y'all,
autopay and paperless billing,
Ticketmaster?
it'll be $69.99 out of your account every month and no more than that, unless you were to have any other add-ons, like if you wanted a home phone, that's $24.99 a month. You know, I mean,
Okay.
the typical stuff. And then, so the price is valid for the discount for 2 years. So we don't do any contracts. We don't have any cancellation fees. You're free to do as you wish.
Nice.
Now, as far as the installation expectations that you can expect, is we will send somebody out to the property a few days prior to your installation appointment. Now, depending on your service date, which, bear with me, what is your service address, please?
152 Washington Avenue.
Okay, perfect. So let me go ahead and pull that up and see when it is that we can expect service.
Cool.
Absolutely. All right, as I'm pulling that up, now as far as the pre-installation, what will happen is that some of our techs will come out to the property to kind of like, in a sense, survey it. Now, what that means is that they will be installing what's called the drop cable prior to your installation. Now, I do see that your in-service date is on the 25th of October. So when it gets closer in the next 10 days, you should expect a call from us to go ahead and get you scheduled. And we'll work with whatever your schedule is as well. We typically have our appointment times 8 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 p.m., or 3 p.m. And we do
Awesome. My
also do
husband is
Saturday
in the studio at
installations.
home most days, so that's ideal.
Oh,
Sorry, what was that?
perfect. I was also stating that we also do installations on Saturdays.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, we'll definitely.
And
Finding a time should
then,
be easy.
oh yeah, it should be relatively easy. And then also with regards to that, is on the
Yeah,
day of
is
your
there a
installation, it
line that
shouldn't
goes
take
in?
longer than an hour and a half
Okay. This is the
for your install appointment.
pre-installation?
No, this is for your install appointment. The pre-installation
Okay.
is usually relatively quick. Depending on how your property is, though, we may go aerial
Yeah, what
or
do they do?
burial.
They got a. Okay, that's what I wondered. Yes.
Okay, yeah, so I'm glad that I'm touching on this point. So most oftentimes what we do is we do tend to micro trench, which is essentially burying the cable. So that way it's less of a risk of getting taken down by any branches or
Yeah,
harsh weather.
we're very
Yeah.
familiar with that.
But if it does require us to go aerial, we may go aerial. Usually you can also, I don't know if it asks if you have any questions at the end of the sign-up process, but you can also put in some notes of like what you would prefer, whether it's burial versus aerial. So there's definitely different things that you're able to do.
All right. I'm game for either, depending on how intrusive it would be, but
As far as
not gonna ruin the
intrusiveness,
lawn at this time of year, so
yeah, as far as intrusiveness, it would only be 6 to 8 inches deep and only wide enough for the cable.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that's
Now,
great.
if it's required, then if we're not able to bury that day, what may happen is a temporary cable may be laid on the ground. What we will do is help to coordinate to have that buried within 10 days.
Sure. Okay.
So if you do see that we have a cable on the ground, don't fret. It's us just leaving it there until we can coordinate for that to be buried. If
Sounds
it
good.
does take longer than 10 days, definitely let us know. We will get somebody out there as soon as possible.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Let me see if there's anything else that I haven't touched on yet. I think that's basically everything.
All right, cool.
I mean, unless you wanted to get a little bit of a rundown on how fiber works.
I mean, I don't need to know how the sausage is made. I just want to, yeah.
So to speak, absolutely. And then, cool. Of course, for your installation appointment date, you know, the tech will come in. Oh, one more thing. You don't have to cancel with Spectrum before mm-hmm. your appointment.
Yeah, I was thinking I'd leave one running until...
yeah, so actually that's something that we do recommend is that you wait until our fiber services are fully installed before you cancel with your current provider. The reason for that is that so you can maintain connectivity during the install as well.
Understand.
Especially if one works from home, you definitely, you know,
yes.
want to stay connected while your installation is going on so you don't lose out on any work.
Nope, totally true.
So, absolutely.
Cool.
But yeah, I'm so glad that I was able to clarify some questions that weren't, you know, readily spelt out on the website, and I do apologize for that. But
not at all. Very helpful. Nice to actually be able to talk to somebody and get an answer
absolutely.
To a question without landing in an endless phone tree.
Yes.
yeah.
I completely understand that. Like, yeah, we do have like some. Automated, like, you know, to get to the right person kind of thing.
At least to get you to the right person, but at least, hey, I landed with the right person, so I appreciate you. Thanks so much.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, one more thing. When you sign up, after you're done with the sign-up process, your account is automatically created by using the email that you provide, so make sure that that's all correct. You will receive two emails, one of which will be the invitation to sign into your online portal where you can manage your auto pay settings. So if, like, if you ever wanted to change your auto pay settings, you can review your bills as far as that goes. And you can even upgrade your service if you decide to in the future. You're able to do all of that through the portal. There is one issue that I've noticed is that it doesn't seem to send out a temporary password. So you may have to click on the forgot password link, because when you click on the link in the email, it will just sign you right in, but that link expires after 24 hours.
Aha. Okay, cool.
So if it doesn't send you a temporary password, definitely click on the forgot password, and you should be able to receive a temporary password at that point. If not, just give us a call. We'll reset the password for you. But... yeah, so you should be all set
that's
on
great.
That. Okay. Was there anything else that I might not have answered?
No, I appreciate it. That seems perfect.
Oh, you're so very welcome, Kevin. And if there's nothing else, then I hope that you have an absolutely fantastic week. And I hope you had a great holiday weekend. I can't speak today. Don't mind me.
Sure was. Well, you too. Thank you again.
Oh, you're so very welcome, Kevin. And thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber, and I hope you have a fantastic day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.